Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And, of course, I would love to hear from you. So, please, give me a call, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you're afraid to give me a call, you can always email me. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com is the email. Once again, that email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if that's a bit much for you, if you're listening to the show live, you up in the chat room, feel free to drop that question, comment, or concern in the chat room on Blog Talk and our social network. So if you're on Facebook, you can always ask to join the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Mustache, Mr. J, will, of course, add you. Once again, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Mustache will let you in. I kid, Mr. J, but his mustache is kind of shiny. It's one of them extra mustaches, too. I'm gonna leave him alone. Anyway, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, you just hit me up, and you can add me on any social media, and I'll add you back. Or you can go check out the site. We have the chat room on the Smooth Drama site at www.smoothdrama.com. Myself, Brown Sugar, and other folks are in the chat room. Normally, after the show, like the first 10 minutes after the show, we get a little chat in, the after show chat, and then we're done. And I've thought about maybe having some times where we can all go into that chat at any time. Basically, if you guys would like to go in and chat, I'm always open. A little political discourse, or just discourse in general, is never a bad thing. Speaking of discourse, I almost, and it was really, really close. I almost said your boy Tekashi 6ix9ine was the dumbass of the week. He was really close. This dude says, hey, I'm going to get rid of witness protection so I can get back and resume my booming rap career. I'm like, dude, you just ratted on the mop. So I don't think he understands when you rat on the game. There are a few ways that you can get killed by the gangs, you know, black folks, right? And there are ways that you can't be killed by them. So, for example, if you're a black nationalist, you're not going to get killed by the gang. You're going to get killed by the confidential informant who pretends to be a gang member, but you're not going to get killed by the gang, right? I mean, so if you're spitting consciousness, you're going to get killed by a dude who's pretending like he's in a gang who got slipped. He would essentially be Tekashi 6ix9ine, only without selling a million records. It's a big difference, obviously, but still the same snitch, right? ways that you can get killed, snitching on the gangs and saying, I don't want witness protection. So to get away from the gangs, you probably would have to like rap exclusively in Europe, because I don't think most gangbangers have passports, so you can get away with that. But the whole, yeah, I'm a snitch, and I'm gonna be in the United States rapping, and it's gonna be all good. Nah, so I shouldn't do this, but I am. Because I'm just built like that. We got the odds now. I'm taking odds. So later on in the show, or if you happen to be in the chat room, I'm not in the chat room on the Smooth Drama site, I want you, all the people, you can either go into the chat room or you can email me how long you think it's going to take before somebody take Tekashi 6ix9ine off the board. Because it's going to happen. I'm not going to have witness protection. I'm just going to be out here in these streets rapping. And nothing's going to happen. Woo! I don't even understand this dude. I don't understand this dude at all. But, I mean, I guess it's not meant for me to understand. I guess he's got an album coming out. Supposed to be coming out in November. He said November 23rd, something like that. If you're a record company, you buy stock in this cat, right? Because he about to die. And so you're just going to make all the money and you won't even have to pay him. Am I wrong for saying I'm not wrong? I'm not wrong. It's not wrong. It seems kind of right, because it's what's going to happen to him. Now, I'm not wishing it. I just want to be clear. I don't wish death on anybody. I'm just saying, though, he seems like he's wishing death on himself. He's like writing all the perfect scenarios for death. Snitch on the gang. Check. Snitch on some other people who are famous who have gang affiliations. Check. Saying, I don't want witness protection. Check. I'm going to be out in the world resuming my rap career. Check. I mean, those are all checks for death. Those are death checks. That's it. Whew. So now, I got to go to the dumbass of the week. Y'all wouldn't believe it, no way. Who beat out Tekashi 6ix9ine? All right. So, Devin Nunes, Representative Devin Nunes, who is on the Intelligence Committee. And he's a Republican in California. I'm not even going to say what he said. I'm going to let y'all hear what he said. Because shit's unbelievable.
And of course, Democrats on this very committee negotiated with people who they thought were Ukrainians in order to obtain nude pictures of Trump.
Okay, so he said and y'all just heard him. He really said this into a microphone. They're negotiating so they can get nude pictures of Donald Trump. Now, if they were saying it was former President Obama, I got that. I'd be like, all right, I see that. But Trump, people really want to see Trump naked. No. Now, obviously, we know that this is the distraction because homie has really put himself behind the eight ball, as they call it. But to say that there's any grown person on earth that's like, oh, yeah, them naked pictures of Donald Trump, that takes me over the edge. That gets me, as they say here in the Bay, hella wet. Or if you like that kind of thing, hella hard. Pictures of Donald Trump, that's what's going to do it. Woo! Man, just talking about it, I almost threw up in my mouth a couple times. It's Donald Trump naked. I know if I say that enough, it'll almost be like saying Candyman, Candyman, or Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. It'll be something like that where it'll automatically happen and then the show will be over with. Cause I can't do it no more. That dude actually said that folks were negotiating to get pictures of Donald Trump naked. Yeah, there's no statement dumber than that one. No statement dumber than that one. That one's an all-time classic right there. Never to be defeated. And speaking of all-time classics, so Trump, you know, everybody knows he's having a little bit of a problem, right? So they found evidence. Obviously, there's a whistleblower, right, that's got some real evidence, willing to testify. I'm guessing that the real audio, him trying to investigate Biden's son, whatnot. So what happens is he comes out, he's like, hey, I ain't the only one who spoke to the president of the Ukraine. Mike Pence spoke to him too. And his conversation was perfect. And you know what that was. He's like, you know what? If y'all going after me, Mike Pence might be working against me so he can be president. Because you know that's how this dude mind works. And so I'm going to come out with it. I'm going to put it out there. I'm just going to say, hey, Pence had that conversation too. And you know Mike Pence is sitting up there like, why would you say my name? But we know why, because Trump's like, nah, you ain't going to be fighting against me. You're going to be on my side because I'm going to drag your ass down with me. Believe that. And you know, Trump is the, I'm going to take everybody. I'm going to fire everybody. I mean, he's got the record. I don't think it's even close. I mean, he's overturned his cabinet like 3-4 times now. We don't like the third or the fourth of quite a few positions. I mean, so many. He's fired so many folks, or they've resigned. he can't even keep count. So many. And so, yeah, he just came out. He put it out there like, hey, Pence too. Pence talked to him. Letting him know, like, look, I am the anchor, homie. I am the anchor. And see, it just goes to show you. See, white people feel differently about the snitch thing, right? You know, obviously Trump with the whistleblower, he's like, look, hey, I'm gonna do whatever I can to get this dude. He's like, yeah, they just trying to mess with me. It ain't true. And when he snitched on Pence, I'm like reading the comments. And folks wasn't even really all that critical of me. And I'm talking about just the general, there are obviously the people who hate him. And then there's the people who are like, yo, yeah, he snitched. And that was it. He's just telling his side of the story. That's what they said. I don't know. Seemed like snitching to me, but I guess that don't count. Snitching is only, it's only a non-white person's sport. White people snitch all the time, but non-white people, if you snitch, it's like the worst thing on earth. And on that note, I'm going to take a break. Tired talking about snitching. This is Chino XL, Closer to God.
I often close to being emotionally sane. Caution, sick criminals lurking the terrain. Gotham, I have the most abnormal tolerance to pain. Monster, you know a cell, but they call me Santo Sangre. Here's some trivia, my derivative lineage is straight from the Virgin Mary. Scary when the muzzle flash, tickle your ass like fake Chinatown Gucci bag. I got a terrible, cerebral, verbal virus, no elastic narcotic. My hands so shaky, I can barely write this. Into dust, got me loopy. All afterthoughts like a loose groupie. You bet your life that what I write is mega tripe and better than getting heads of your hated arch enemy's pregnant wife. I constantly conquer the conquerors with cocky confidence. You know the ominous, will mollywop the populace. With them guns you supposedly hold it and told it. I'm facing coins over both of your eyes for the devil's broken bullets discharge. You get lodged in your chest like a corsage, but I'm hitting your squad with the force of Thor. That's the North Star. Flesh wounds color like a collage. Witness your corpse fried. You hear more cries than when the lead singer of the Doors died. Crazy. Reconstruction stopping like Sasquatch. Till my heart stops pumping like dick parts.
While I'm writing, get closer to gravity. While I'm writing, closer to the core. Stop the
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Chino XL, Closer to God. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Whew. All right. So, we don't want to talk about impeachment. I mean, there's going to be a thousand conversations about impeachment. I myself am about getting that money. So, I'll just start here. Apparently, if you're with DoorDash, there was a third-party breach. 4.9 million affected. So if you've ever ordered DoorDash, I know myself, I'm like, if you were on DoorDash anytime before April 4th, your information has been compromised. Anybody who joined anytime after that date were not involved in the breach. Apparently, customer profile information such as names, emails, physical addresses, order histories, and phone numbers were taken. Hashed and salted passwords were also taken. But DoorDash said that they were rendered indecipherable to third parties. But they said some people had the last four digits of their cards taken, but not the full information. So yeah. So if you, you're one of those DoorDash people, if you've had it, I mean, I'm going to hit them up because I'm like, what is my recourse? Because I have ordered from DoorDash before, so I am personally affected. So what are you going to do to help me out? That is my question. Along with Yahoo. So this the age of the breach. We got the purge out there, but nobody's making the breach movie. Apparently, if you had a Yahoo account anytime in 2012 through 2016, you may be eligible for free credit monitoring services or a cash payment under a pending class action settlement valued at $117.5 million. Yahoo announced a series of data breaches and security intrusions which exposed personal information, including names, emails, and security questions and answers from more than 3 billion accounts. So, yeah. So those who already have a credit monitoring service will be eligible for cash payments. And if not, you can get in on the 117 because Yahoo's already is settlement. So y'all's already agreed to a $117.5 million settlement fund, which will provide a minimum of 2 years of free credit monitoring services to those covered by the deal to protect them from future identity theft. So if you had that Yahoo account 2012, 2016, you were exposed. I'm another one of them people that I have a Yahoo account, have had it forever in the day. So 117, I have a credit monitoring service, so I'm going to get a check. I'm hit them up. Now I just got a settlement from AT&T. I got a whole $4 check. And you best believe I took my ass down to the bank and deposited that mug. I got full extra dollars, you know, at First Friday. That's some fries. That's some garlic fries. I think they're like $4 or $5, one of those. So it's money towards me getting some garlic fries. So I had to pony up the other $6 so I can get the wings too. But thank you, AT&T. And Yahoo, best believe you and DoorDash, I'll be hitting y'all up so I can get some more $4 checks. I'll take every dollar I can get, damn it. You can believe that. Smooth Drama, funded by Yahoo. And so my suggestion is, if any of you out there listening, you had Yahoo, please protect your neck. Wu-Tang. Y'all knew that though. All right, so I have another thing that was kind of irking me around a little bit. Mark Ronson. Apparently, there was something about Mark Ronson because he apologized for a sapiosexual comment. Yeah. So at first when I saw that, I'm like, sapiosexual? What the is a sapiosexual? So apparently he did an interview where he bravely came out as a sapiosexual. I guess that's brave. Apparently, a sapiosexual is somebody who likes having sex with smart people, intelligent people. And I guess you're brave when you do that. I mean, we're in the age of coming out, right? So if you're a girl and you kissed a girl and you liked it, just come out and as heroic. And now we have sapiosexual. I always make the joke, and it may come off as sexist, but I've never, and this is to the women, it's heroic when a man comes out and says, hey, I suck dick. You know, women been sucking dick for millennia. There's nothing heroic about that. I'm just saying. I'll be here all week. and him coming out as a sapiosexual, and then he comes out and he apologizes. He goes on to say, I do not consider myself part of any marginalized community, and I apologize if anybody misunderstood or took offense to it. He comes out and he says, he says on Save Your Sexuality, what is it? And they explain it to him, and then he's like, well, when you're attracted to intelligence, that sounds great. Of course, who wouldn't be? I'm sapiosexual. And I guess folks was upset with that because he came out as a sapiosexual, because there was a bunch of articles talking about he came out bravely as a sapiosexual. And so I know there's the argument that people are having about, well, hey, you're coming out because it's not accepted. And I've argued in the past, homosexuality hasn't been accepted for about 300 years, maybe. Maybe 400. But the rest of history, they've been banging it out. I mean, Island of Lesbo, Peter Rasty, Greece. I mean, the whole society is based on chasing young naked boys around, making them carry flasks of oil just in case an old man wanted to run up on them, run up in them, whichever one you want to talk about. And that's not even talking about the Catholic Church. The very people who are against homosexuality are the biggest organization of homosexuals in the history of homosexuality. I'm thinking there are more gay priests than there are in the Catholic Church than there are in the whole world combined, as far as priests go. Obviously, there's more gay people, but I'm just saying, Catholic priests, there's a lot of gay Catholic priests, as we know by these alleged acts of wanton violence we call molestation against young men. Not to get off track. Sapiosexuality. I mean, all these sexualities, people are coming out, and it's brave. It was like Malik Yoba, you know, he came out, hey, I'm attracted to transsexuals. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm like, okay. Maybe there's some people, I mean, there's a minority who are against homosexuality. Because the majority aren't. I could be wrong, but there's a lot of homosexuality in black church, white church, all church. And there's a lot of gay people everywhere. And, of course, there's the politicians who are in the closet, like the ones that were stomping on them bathroom floors. We have all heard, well, maybe you haven't heard. I've heard rumors that on that island that they go to for summits, whatnot, there are homosexual acts that go on there. So, I mean, for me, it doesn't really matter. I don't really care who's fucking who, who's sucking who. It's kind of irrelevant. If it's got nothing to do with me, why would I care? I only care about mine. That's the only sexuality I care about. That's just me. But I thought about it, though. So if sapiosexual is about coming out saying you love intelligent people or having sex with intelligent people. So if I had sex with ghetto women, does that make me a ghetto sexual? If I came out as a ghetto sexual, is that courageous? You know, I take that chance. You know, you go and reach and you try to grab that weave and you might pull and it might be a fight. Ghetto sexual. It might be one of the more complex sexual relationships you can have. Or if you only like black women, you're Afrosexual. You only like Latino women, you're a Latino sexual. I mean, because this is not a gender issue. We just make it up. We just making up things. We made up sapiosexual. So we might as well throw ours in there too. I'm saying, smooth drama. We have our own dictionary. We just, everybody else make theirs. Why can't we make ours? So, in the past, I've been a ghetto sexual, much to my detriment. I've been an Afrosexual. I've been a Latino sexual. I guess I have to decide what kind of sexual I am. I mean, according to the terms, I'm a heterosexual. You know, because I'm a male with a penis who enjoys vaginal communication. I think penis vaginal communication is very important. I think it's what makes the world go round. And when penis and vagina don't have proper communication, it can mess things up in the world. The balance gets thrown off a little bit. Then, of course, there's people who are like, well, homosexual, you're anti-homosexual. No, I'm not anti-homosexual. I'm not anti-sapiosexual. I'm not anti-bisexual. I'm just pro smooth sexual. Maybe that's what I am, a smooth sexual. I'm all about my in smooth sexual, my interpretation of smooth sexual being that I'm the smooth one here, Mr. F the N word. I love vaginal communication. Penis to vaginal communication. That's it. Nothing special. I'm just talking. So, if you got any terms, please, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or go into the chat room a little bit later and tell me what kind of sexual are you. I'm always curious to see what the listeners are saying and thinking. I think it's fabulous, actually. So please, tell me what kind of sexual you are, and we'll be all right. Yeah, I do have to say something else on the political tip, getting away from sex for a second. I am totally disappointed in Bernie Sanders. If you've listened to this show, you know I was riding Bernie's coattails. You know, I started off with Wayne Messam, dark-skinned brother who wanted to forgive student loans. But I was like, he's dark-skinned. He not going to make it, right? Because he's too dark. And then Elizabeth Warren stepped on the scene and was like, yo, 50G. Everybody get 50G. Toward your student loan repayment. I was like, okay, Elizabeth, I see you with the big girl panties. I see you. Then Bernie stepped up and was like, yo, we just gonna forgive all that shit. And I was like, I'm riding with Bernie. If Bernie keeps that up, he says that in his campaign, and it's like he's serious about it, I will do phones myself. But guess what? Bernie comes out and says that one thing that just tells me, nah, he just throwing shit at the wall. He ain't no different than the monkeys in the zoo. He said, I'm going to tax the wealthy and up to half of their income. Yeah, dude, that's not going to happen. Why are you lying? I was with you when you said we gonna hook up poor folks and get rid of all your student loan debt. I was like, bam, I'm with you. But now he gonna bust this out. Oh, we're gonna tax the wealthy. See, when they say they're gonna tax the wealthy, that is the lie. It's not gonna happen. They're gonna untax the wealthy. They're not going to tax the wealthy. They're not going to take hell a third of their income. It's not going to happen. I don't even know why it's a point. But hey, whatever. So, disappointed in Bernie. Bernie, you broke my heart. I was with you, man. Then you came out with this. And on that note, I think I need to take my disappointment and roll out on break, man. I guess I shouldn't have been talking that stuff about Bernie Sanders, because it kind of cut me off. I'm sorry, Bernie. I support you. Please don't turn my show off. Anyway, I'm going on break now. This is Chat Noir, Fall of Rome.
Another way to get my dough straight. A drug dealer was my soulmate. Rode the richest flipping birds, I always knew he had road rage. I don't care if these hoes hate. The day I let you bitches get to me, Satan gon' feel a cold day. I gotta give God the most praise. And my nigga do too, I won't date a nigga who don't pray. Only broke bitches throw shade. I'm a snake charmer, use the money as a flute to expose snakes. My killers on you trying to locate. And they ain't wearing baggy clothes, just turtlenecks and gold chains. All my murders is a cold case. All my niggas making moves like an episode of Soul Train. I treat the music like the dope game. Pharmacy the fiends before they get it, they gotta pay me the copay. I'ma give them the old shade. Before a bitch clock me, she better look both ways. Wasn't overnight, I got it at a slow pace. I just got on every single beat and I told pain. Did it 10 toes at 2 feet on the ground. My food for thought is like a cooked meal from deep in the south. The living room was like a bedroom, had to sleep on the couch. Opportunities knocking, I give the keys to the house. All I needed was a solid plug, so I gotta keep a core. Ain't no friendly competition, nigga, all I see is war. The Caesar of this rap shit, I gotta keep a sword. Got your favorite rapper blood on this Coliseum floor. God first and I believe in the cross. Most niggas will have it all, but let greed be they fall. Took a shopping spree, I paid the cost to be in a boss. Checked the bag and talk was the cheapest thing that I bought, nigga.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Chez Noir, Fall of Rome. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I don't know which one to go to first. Should I go with the hater of the week, or should I go with Groundhog Day? I don't know. It's like up in the air, and I'm like rolling the dice. I guess I should just go head on and I'm gonna do a Groundhog Day first. That just seems appropriate for some reason.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is that shit that happened again? Well, so, you know, we talk about things that's systematic and that happen on the regular that, you know, generally are racist or whatnot. But this one is it's a little different. Because whenever there's a problem, and I've talked about it, you know, Killer Mike, like 3 years ago, talked about it, Iran, and how we're going to go to war with Iran. As if you didn't know, you weren't paying attention in the news. The oil fields in Saudi Arabia were bombed, right? And they recently did a counterattack against this group that they say is associated with Iran. And then this happens. Saudi Arabia, I'm gonna repeat this, Saudi Arabia has said that U.S. patients with Iran is not inexhaustible and warned that military options are still being considered following the attack on the Aramco oil facilities earlier this month. And this is the dude, Adel Al-Jubeir, who is the Saudi foreign affairs minister. So let me repeat what Adel Al-Jubeir says. He says, there comes a point when even America's patience runs out. Now, this is a dude who is not American. Not American! Right? He's a Saudi foreign affairs minister, Saudi Arabia. So it's not proven, and we've talked about it, it's not proven that Iran had anything to do with them folks attacking Saudi Arabia. And even if they did, that's an Iran-Saudi Arabia deal, right? If Iran attacks Saudi Arabia, and you've given Saudi Arabia a lot of bullets, you've given them a lot of bombs. Saudi Arabia is one of the richest countries in the world. They can afford an army. They can afford to as many bullets as need be to get the job done. But they're saying the U.S. patience is not inexhaustible and warned that military options are being considered. Now, you can say two things. You can say, well, maybe that's the Trump card, for lack of a better word. Trump card is, hey, we go to war with Iran, Nobody votes out a president who is at war. Right? So we can say they're going to ride this out. And as you get closer to impeaching this fool, they're going to go to war. But the fact that Groundhog Day says that we got to go to war because it has nothing to do with us, so that means we got to go to war. And the fact that it's not a United States official even making the comment, it's a Saudi Arabian official talking about the U.S. patience is running thin. I didn't know Saudi Arabia spoke for the United States. But apparently, I don't know shit. I know nothing. I'm just a guy who just running this mouth. Apparently, all this time, not only are we a Russian proxy, but Saudi Arabia calls the shots here too. That's what we paying for. We got this dude in as president. It's kind of awesome. I think. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. It's weird, right? Nobody thinks it's weird. I'm the only person that thinks it's weird that a foreign country is speaking for your country and talking about what United States is going to do. Yeah. And on that note, I guess I can go into my hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
Alright, so my hater of the week is a rapper. I mean, I'm a hip-hop guy. But, and I'm not even going to remotely say, hey, you know what? I'm not one of them generation guys like, you know what, my generation is better than yours, even though we could probably argue it and be right. It's okay. I'm not the one that's going to diss youngsters. They want to do it how they want to do it, fine. Do your thing. You don't sell no records. I'm sorry. Anyway, Queen Key, who has an album out called Eat My Pussy. That's her album. I mean, we had two live crew. You know, hey, we want some pussy. Queen Key is like, she got a whole album, her single, Eat My Pussy. And she has a new release date for her follow-up album, which is entitled Eat My Pussy Again. I ain't even making this up. As the name of her album, Eat My Pussy, and the follow-up is Eat My Pussy Again. All right, so she's a hater because she put some dude whose name 600 Breezy. She's dissing him on Twitter, saying, "Damn, you not in jail, you not sucking dick. Why are you eating my pussy like that?" And so there's a video of her, Queen Key, and 600 Breezy. That's kind of funny. 600 Breezy, that he's giving her oral sex. It's a video. It's up. I saw it. It's like a 10-second video. there's some scribble scratch, so you can't really see something right where they're showing. But that you can see he's clearly eating her pussy. Now, you know, normally those things, you know, they don't bother me. I watch porn. Most folks watch porn. It's not a big deal. I'm the whole snitching part. See, that's what I'm saying. So we the snitching then took this social media, Kim Kardashian, we gonna release the sex tape and be famous part. And so now this is her coming out on homie and talking about how horrible his oral sex skills are. Now, I understand people have breakups, whatnot, but I'm like, so we're going to put everything on social media. And it's not even just social media. The snitching part, you have the Alexa, you've got all these different devices, Cortana, Siri, all of these folks is listening to you. Constantly listening to you. You know, for me, I don't care. I'm an audio exhibitionist, right? And a video exhibitionist if you catch me on the right day. Allegedly. I kid, maybe. I don't know. But the point is, you have people who... You're snitching all the time. Your social media and everything. That's not a problem. But, you know, this happens way too frequently. But it's snitching when you're talking about criminals. I think it's kind of bad taste. You have sex with somebody and you're talking about it. You know what? Just let that shit go. Just let it go. If you didn't like it, just let it go. I know she is a celebrity. She trying to sell albums. I can't say that I didn't really. I had the two Live Crews album. I'll say that. I had the tape. I listened to it once. Was like, this is hot garbage. And then that was it. I mean, obviously, it resonated for most folks. Hey, we want some pussy. Most guys, most young dudes. I was a young dude. It sounded good at the time. Was kind of thinking that at the time. It's what happens. It's what happens with young people. They make a song. Hey, we want some pussy. And you're like, yeah, we sure do. And, you know, she comes out, she's a youngster, eat my pussy, and eat my pussy again. Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying the social media part, I get the selling records, all that, sex sales. I don't even hate. I'm just saying, why we got to go at each other? And even if it's contrived to sell records, I mean, does that elevate a situation and make it better? No. That's what I'm hating on. I'm sorry. Elevation. That's where we need to be. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.